The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from, yet I did not come on my own. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. So, once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back to our little parish chapel, okay, with just a little tiny thought for you here for the day, okay? So the gospel we just got finished hearing, it says, they tried to arrest Jesus, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Now, that's amazing. A group of authorities tried to arrest Jesus, but nobody lays a hand on him. How is it that nobody laid a hand on Jesus? You want to know why? It's because Jesus is God and his sovereign will is absolute at all times. Jesus chooses the hour of his death. It's like he says in the Gospel of John, "Nobody takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely." Jesus' death is a free-willed sacrifice. That's what gives it its power. That's why it's an act of love. Right? You might remember a couple weeks ago in the gospel, Jesus is in his hometown in Nazareth, and an angry mob tries to throw him over a cliff, and the gospel says he just passed through the midst of them and walked away. It wasn't his time. It wasn't his hour, and that's actually what I'd like to speak to you about just a little tiny bit this morning. Trusting in God's timing. Very important subject. You ever heard it said that trust in God means trust in his timing? It's a hard lesson to learn, but it's so true. But what do we do? I mean, this is what makes it difficult. What do we do when God's timing, it's just taking too darn long? And you look up to heaven and you say, when God, when? Well, that's when we learn that patience is a virtue. Patience is actually something good. Whenever God makes us wait, it's because something important is still growing in us. Something that needs time. Like a seed in the ground, like a caterpillar in a cocoon. Growth always takes time. God is never late, not by a moment, but he's never early either. The unfolding of his will across time is still the unfolding of his sovereign will, and that change is a process. That's what's so important to understand. Take a look at yourself. Take a look at myself and just ask this very simple question. Is there anything in you that needs to change? Yes or yes? Yes. Okay. I know there's plenty in me that needs to change. And that's why we shouldn't be surprised to discover that patience is part of God's plan. Now, how do you learn patience? Well, you don't learn it by wishing. You don't learn patience by osmosis. You don't learn it by clenching your fists and clenching your jaw. You want to know how you learn patience? You learn it the same way you learn any other virtue. You learn it by exercising, and here's how you do it. You recognize an old-fashioned truth of the spiritual life that's sometimes called sanctifying the present moment. Every single moment of every day, God is revealing His will to us. It's something that we're called to do. It's something in our duty. It's almost always a challenge. It's almost always a surprise. And it's almost always something that is so simple that it's right in front of our faces. And that's half the time that's why we don't see it. Did I ever tell you the story of the two monks? The younger monk and the older monk. And they're both eating breakfast out of their bowls. And the younger monk wants to grow in wisdom and grow in knowledge and grow in holiness. And so he asks the older monk, eating breakfast, he says, what should I do after I'm done eating breakfast? Should I start a prayer vigil? Should I start a 24-hour fast? Should I wear a hair shirt? What should I do? And the older monk says, I think you should wash your bowl. God's will is always right in front of our faces. And if you want to learn patience, learn how to be obedient to His will in the present moment. And that's not easy to do. It means doing your duty. It means being obedient to all of life's little irritating circumstances. I don't know why God allows all little irritations that He allows in our lives, you know, like a fly in the milk, or the flight is overbooked, or the bacon is overcooked, or you got a boil on your nose in the night of the dance. I don't know why God allows what He allows, but I know that He knows what He's about. It means being obedient to legitimate authority, like civil authority, or church authority, or, you know, for the kids out there who are watching, the authority of your parents. It's no fun. It's no fun. But that's one of the ordinary ways that we sanctify the moment, that God reveals His will to us. Jesus knew exactly what He was doing in the hours leading up to His death, and He knows exactly what He's doing in our lives as well. Now, over the next couple weeks, when you hear the gospel read, you're going to hear a story of the final clash between good and evil, between God's will in opposition to God's will, between Christ and Antichrist. Ask yourself this question. What side do you want to be on? That's why we need to learn patience. That's why we need to learn how to sanctify the present moment. Like I said, God won't be late. He never is. Not even by 1 minute. That's why we need to pray. We need to sacrifice. We need to keep our eyes on what God is asking of us, because I promise you, He will never fail your trust. Amen.